请我们看几处的圣经。
We shall look into a few portions of scripture.
旧约撒加利亚书。
And the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
And he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
路加福音第四章。
The Gospel Luke chapter 4.
第十八节第十九节。
Verses 18 and 19.
路加福音第四章十八节十九节。
The Gospel Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜悦。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted,to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
最后我们看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
And now we will turn to the Acts of Apostles, Acts 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria,and to the end of the earth. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主啊，我们都在你的面前。我们求求你借着你圣经的话，对我们说话。
Amen.
主啊，我们仰望你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。如果不是你启示的话，我们只能摸着你话语的字句。但是我们不能进入你话语的里面，所以我们的主，我们重新在这里仰望你，是吧？让我们在你的话语里面能摸着你的事情，也求你用你的话来摸着我们，好叫你在我们的身上有所作主，好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能做出去，把一切的荣耀都归给你，奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。
我们这一次的主题是生命与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
在侍奉的方面，我们第一天的早晨就说到侍奉与呼召。
And this matter of service, on the first day we mentioned about this, the call to service.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise our God.
因为这个侍奉的呼召是临到每一个蒙救赎的人。
This call to service comes to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个呼召实在是个恩典的呼召。
This call to service is indeed a call of grace.
神呼召我们所有蒙恩得救的人起来侍奉他。
He called all those who have received grace to rise up and serve him.
叫我们起来来侍奉他的旨意。
so that we can serve His purpose. We touch on that on Tuesday, second time.
Because
service is serving God's will. He has but one will, His will. That will is God wants to prepare a body for His Son. He wants to fill the body with the fullness of His Son. And He wants to use the body to express the glory of the head. And so while we are serving God, we are there to build and to build up the body of Christ. If we are not building up the body of Christ, our work, our service cannot be considered a service. In this matter of building up the body of Christ, we must serve in the Spirit. It is a flowing of life. Otherwise, this body cannot receive its proper supply. It cannot be built up. In this matter of serving God, yesterday we share about the person who
serves.
Because in this matter of serving God, the person, the man, is far more important than things. If God cannot find that right person, He will rather not do any work. If person is not right, if he entrusts his work to this person, and this work will be ruined by him. Not only God cannot receive his service, and God's kingdom will suffer damage. But if the person is right, and God's work will be right. That kind of service is pleasing in God's sight. Brothers and sisters, according to our natural self, none of us could be really considered as right. Do not think that you are better or more correct than the other person. In God's sight, no one is right. Because we all work according to our natural flesh. So therefore we see the necessity of transformation. The Holy Spirit must do the transformation work in our heart. Remove the old creation and build up the new creation in us. Because we can only serve God in the new creation. This transformation is the build up of the character. We need to allow Christ to be incorporated into our lives. How does the Holy Spirit work into our lives? On one hand, it's through the light, the enlightened work of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, it's His discipline. Through the cross, He remove all that is of self. And through the cross, He also bringing Christ into us. That we may be a useful vessel in God's
time.
Prepare to do all good works. This morning, we will go one step further. the power of service.
我们要侍奉神,
if we want to serve God, we must have power.
我们无论做什么事情,
no matter what we do,
都需要能力,
we need power.
如果没有能力的话, 怎么能做事?
If there's no power, how can we do any work?
但是在侍奉神的事情上,
but in this matter of serving God,
当然也是需要能力,
of course we need power.
但是我们要问说是什么能力?
The question we must ask, what kind of power?
许多的时候我们在哪里侍奉神?
Oftentimes we're serving God.
我们认为说只要事情能做好,
we assume as long as we can get things done,
这个能力究竟从哪里来的? 我们不必去管它。
First, while we get our power, that is really secondary.
那就是说, 一个目的能印证它的方法,
in other words, the end justifies the means.
不管你用什么方法,
doesn't matter what kind of method you use,
不管你用什么能力,
doesn't matter what kind of strength or power you use,
只要那个工作能完成的话,
as long as you get things done,
那就可以了,
that's okay.
所以许多的时候,
so oftentimes,
我们在哪里侍奉,
we serve there,
会用我们人
We serve with our natural strength.
我们用我们自己的聪明,
we use our own natural wisdom. We rely on our past experience.
我们要采取这个世界上那一种的方法,
we adapt the methods of the world.
我们以为说如果用这些的东西,
we assume if we can use all these different methods,
能把这个事情做成的话,
as long as we can get work done,
那这个方法
and we know this will be pleasing in God's sight.
不错,在人的眼前,
of course, in the view of man, we may be able to succeed in certain things.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们这样的侍奉的话,
if we thus serving the Lord,
虽然在人面前好像这个工作很成功,
as though in front of people we are very successful,
但是有一天,
but one day,
当我们被带到基督台前的时候,
and we are brought before the throne of Christ,
我们知道我们所有信主的人,
we know all those who believe in the Lord,
虽然我们不会接受白色宝座的审判,
even though we will not face the great white throne judgment,
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们受了审判,
because Christ on the cross already was judged for us,
所以那个将来白色宝座的审判,
so therefore the great white throne judgment seat,
就是生与死的审判,
it is judgment of life and death,
永生永死的审判,
it is eternal judgment.
我们不必再站在那个白色宝座的面前,
we do not need to stand in front of that white throne judgment seat.
主耶稣在十字架上已经替我们受了审判,
Christ already on the cross, he was judged on our behalf.
我们已经出死入生了,
we already been delivered from death and entered into life.
感谢赞美神,
praise God.
但是弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
在神的儿女中常常有个错误的事情,
among God's people there is misconception,
因为说我们就不再受审判了,
assume that we will not have to face any judgment.
任何的审判我们不再受了,
we don't have to face any judgment.
要记得圣经告诉我们说,
remember the Bible tells us,
虽然我们不再受白色宝座的审判,
even though we don't have to face the judgment seat of the great white throne,
但是我们所有蒙恩得救的人,
but all those who believe in the Lord Jesus,
有一天都要先在基督的台前,
but we will all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
基督的台前是什么东西呢?
What does it mean to stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
这是一个家庭的审判,
it is a family judgment.
我们是神家中的人,
we are in the family of God.
有一天我们所有神的儿女都要站在基督的台前,
the day will come, we all will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们所有的工作都要显出来,
all our works will be exposed before him.
在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们说,
and first strength and free, we are told,
到了那一天有火要显现,
on that day fire will appear,
要试验个人的工程,
will test everyone's work.
如果你的工程是草木火界的工程,
if your work is full of hay, wood and stubble,
就要被火烧掉,
it will be burned up.
虽然你自己是得救,
even though you'll be saved,
但是是静静得救,
but you will be saved as though through fire.
如果你在地上的工程是金银宝,
walk on this earth is silver, gold, and precious stones.
经过火试验之后,
after you, the testifier,
他要发出亮光来,
you'll reflect light.
叫你能得到荣耀,
and you'll receive glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么是草木火界的工作呢?
What do you mean by wood, hay, and stubble?
我们知道我们的根基, 乃是那一块磐石,
we know our foundation is the rock.
It's the
Lord Jesus.
我们感谢神, 我们都在那个根基的上面。
Thank God we are all on that rock.
但是现在我们在上面建造,
but now we are building on that rock.
究竟我们所用的材料,
what is our material we're using?
是草木火箭呢?
Is it the material we use, wood, hay, and stubble?
或者是金银宝石?
Or silver? Vanity. And the hay represents the work of man.
火箭就是代表人的荣耀.
And then the stubble, the represents the glory of man.
如果今天我们信主了之后,
after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们的生活和我们的工作,
our life and our work,
都是凭着我们自己这个人的性情,
if we rely on our natural self,
都是用我们自己人工来做,
if we do it with our own effort,
都是为所寻求自己的荣耀,
it's for self-seeking, self-glorification. On that judgment seat of Christ,
都要被火烧掉,
will be burned up.
我们知道草木火箭的工作,
we know the work of hay, wood, and stubble,
是不需要多少代价的,
there is not much cost involved, and you can build up in a big pile,
叫众人都能看见,
and everybody can see.
但是当火显现的时候,
but when the fire appears,
这些就是火的材料,
these are the materials to be burned,
要完全被烧掉,
will be totally burned up.
虽然我们得救,
even though we are saved,
但是是静静得救,
but merely saved.
感谢赞美神,
praise God.
如果今天我们的工程是金银宝石的用,
our work today is gold, silver, and precious stone.
金是神的性情,
according to God's nature.
银是基督的救赎,
silver is the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus.
宝石是圣灵的工作,
the precious stones are the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果今天我们是随着神的性情来生活基督徒,
if we work according to the new nature of God,
我们今天的工作是根据基督的救赎,
if we work according to the redemption, the finished work of the Lord Jesus,
并且是靠着圣灵的能力,
and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit,
虽然这些的代价是大的,
even though it's costly, even though you cannot build a huge thing, and maybe nobody will notice you, but before the judgment seat of Christ,
确实被火试验的时候,
after you have been tested through fire,
越火烧越荣耀,
the more fire is burning, the more glory it shines.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天在人的中间,
among men,
因为所重的是事,
because what their focus is work,
所以他就不管能力的来源,
so they do not to care for about the source of their power.
这个能力从哪里来的, 不必去管它,
the source of power is not important to them.
只要把事情做成就行了,
as long as you can get things done.
但是在属灵的侍奉上,
but in spiritual service,
却不是这样,
it's not so.
因为神所重的不是事,
because God's emphasis is not work.
神所重的是人,
God's emphasis is the person.
神所重的乃是他自己的旨意,
God's purpose, God's emphasis is His own will. His work must have spiritual value. His work must last forever. So we see in this matter of spiritual service, the source of your power is a big question. Among those who serve God, we often will not ask where the power source is, because our emphasis, our focus is on work. But God, for His emphasis,
他要问你说, 不错, 你在哪里有能力?
God said, yes, you do have power.
但是这个能力是从哪里来的？
Where does you get your power?
是哪一种的能力？
What kind of power do you have?
如果能力的来源不对，
If the origin of power is not correct,
如果能力的性质不对，
And if the nature of this power is not correct,
虽然是能力，
Even though it's power,
但是在神的面前，
But in God's sight,
神说这些的东西都要被火烧掉。
God said, all this kind of work will be burned up.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里学习侍奉的时候，
When we learn to serve,
我们必定要问自己一个问题。
We must ask ourselves this question.
今天我在这里侍奉，
Here I'm serving.
这个能力从哪里来？
What's the source of my power?
是什么种的能力？
What kind of power do I possess?
我们过去也提到摩西的事情。
We mentioned about Moses in the past.
因为圣经告诉我们说，
Because the Bible tells us,
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses was God's servant.
他在神的全家敬重。
He was faithful in God's house.
在旧约的里面，
In the Old Testament,
摩西是神的仆人一个代表。
God was Moses was a representative of God's servant.
所以我们要再提到他。
So we'll mention Moses again.
我们已经说过了，摩西他心中起意。
We know Moses is determined in his own heart.
他要去看望他的弟兄。
He wanted to go and visit his brethren.
他的心意乃是要侍奉神。
His desire was to serve God.
这个心意也是从神那里来的。
And this motive was indeed from God.
因为神的旨意在摩西的身上。
Because God has will for Moses,
就是要用他来拯救以色列的百姓。
And that will was to use Moses to deliver his people.
但是当他出去看望弟兄的时候，
And so he went out visiting his brethren.
他用了一个错的能力。
But he used a wrong power.
他用他的口才，用他的能力。
He used his own eloquence and he used his own power.
他以为说他借着这些天然所有的能事分神。
He assumed that he can use his natural power to serve God.
但是神就让他失败。
And God allowed him to fail.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
有的时候我们失败要感谢神。
But just often, if we fail, we should thank God for it.
因为接受失败，神能带领我们到他自己的能力里去。
Because through our failing, God can bring us to his true power.
所以在旷野里40年之久，
So after 40 years in the wilderness,
他把他自己的能力全部都消耗掉。
His natural strength was totally exhausted.
他已经到了80岁了。
And he was at the age of 80.
就是他自己的估计，他已经到了尽头了。
In his own estimation, he was at the end of himself.
那个时候神就来呼召他。
And then God called him.
要带他到埃及去。
God wanted to send him back to Egypt.
来拯救以色列的百姓。
To deliver the Israelites.
神说我要与你同在。
God said, I'll be with you.
神给他能力。
God gave him power.
他说我是出口笨拙的人。
He said, I am not eloquent.
我是谁呢？
Who am I?
我竟然能去见法老吗？
How can I go and face Pharaoh?
我不能做这样的事。
I cannot do this.
神说我与你同在。
God said, but I'll go with you.
我给你能力。
I'll give you strength.
我们常常说，
We often say,
摩西所得到的能力的代表，
The symbol of Moses' power,
乃是他手中的一根杖。
It's a staff in his hand.
你看见他用这根神的杖行了很多的神迹。
And he used his staff of God, he did many miracles.
这个实在是有能力。
This staff is indeed powerful.
但是你仔细读圣经
的话。But if you read the scripture carefully,
说这根杖是能力的代表。
It shows this staff represents power.
但是摩西真正所得到的能力是什么？
Real power Moses acquired.
简明书记第十一章里面。
And Deuteronomy 11 we are told.
我们知道那个时候在以色列许多人的中间。
At that time there were many people among those people.
也有一些闲杂的人。
And there were a mixed multitude there.
因为当以色列人出埃及的时候。
Because when they came out of Egypt,
有一半不是以色列人。
There was a group that's non-Jew.
但是他们看见神的大作为。
So they witnessed the power of God.
所以他们也跟着出来了。
Therefore they followed them out.
这些人在旷野的里面。
These people in the wilderness,
他们天天吃玛纳。
They ate manna.
他们就吃得讨厌了。
And they were tired of manna.
所以他们就有一个贪欲的心。
And so they murmur.
他们要吃肉。
They want to eat meat. And he said the manna is too common. And because they had this wrong appetite. And they influenced the whole camp. One tribe, one family, one family. And they sit in front of the tent, they were crying.
We want to eat meat.
And they asked Moses to give them meat to eat. After that, they had done this, God was in anger. And Moses was caught in the middle. The Israelites pleaded for meat. And God was in anger. And Moses was caught in the middle, he was very helpless. And he said to God, he said, God, why do you entrust this people unto me?
So
I am a mother who nursed a babe. I cannot do it. You better let me die. So I will not have to hear all this murmuring. I cannot take it. God, what does God answer? God said, yes. I will give them meat to eat. If you cannot eat, then you can bear this responsibility. You call the 70 elders among the Israelites. You ask them to come before the temple. I'll give the spirit that's in you distributed among the 70. God used the spirit that was given to Moses. He distributed the spirit among the 70. And so the 70s, along with Moses, they can lead the Israelites. Now, as far as the power of the spirit, is there an increase there? No increase. The spirit that was on Moses now is distributed among the
70s.
Before, formerly, Moses alone possessed that spirit. This spirit enables Moses to be able to lead the Israelites. Because he was discouraged. God said, okay, I will not increase. I will not increase my spirit. Because the spirit I've given to you is sufficient. So I use the spirit I gave to you distributed among the 70. So they can all serve together with you. Brothers and sisters, the power of Moses' service, it is the service, the power of the Spirit. Before he was relying on himself. Now his natural strength exhausted. Now he relied on the power of the Spirit to lead the Israelites. And we look at the ministry or service of the priest. We know all the tabernacle and all the finishing in the tabernacle. They all have to be built and constructed according to the pattern on the mountain. After the tabernacle was built, and all the furnishings were prepared and brought into the tent. Even though we have the tabernacle, we also have the furniture inside the tent. But the whole thing was in complete silence. And there's no light in it. It was until until the tent and the furnishings were sprinkled with oil. anoint with oil.
把这个膏油啊，把它抹在每一件东西上.
Until the whole tabernacle, all the furnitures were anointed with oil.
然后呢？ 把这个圣膏油啊浇在亚伦的头上.
Then use the holy oil to anoint Aaron's head.
亚伦已经穿上了祭司的礼服了.
Aaron already put on the priestly garment.
但是他不能吃肉.
But he could not serve.
他要等到膏油浇在他的头上.
He had to wait until the anointing was upon him.
然后用膏油穿过血.
And then the anointing and with blood.
缠在亚伦和他儿子的衣服上.
And sprinkle on Aaron and his son.
这样你就看见他们开始侍奉.
Then they can begin to serve.
帐幕整个的帐幕就活动起来.
And then the whole tabernacle becomes alive.
一切的家具都发生功用.
And all the furniture be able to function now.
祭司就进到帐幕的里面.
The priest would enter into the temple.
他就在祭坛上献祭.
And there all he offered sacrifices.
他在洗手盆洗手洗脚.
He washed himself in the basin.
他到圣所里去点灯.
He went into the holy place to light up the candle.
他在金这个橙色饼的桌子上放这个橙色的饼.
And on the showbread table he put the showbread there.
他就点香在金香坛上显香.
And he lightened the altar incense.
然后大祭司一年一次进到那个这个帐幕的后面支撑所来赎罪.
And then the high priest will enter into the holy of holies to make atonement for the nation.
在幔子的背后,
within the veil,
他为以色列人赎罪.
Within the veil, he plead atonement for God.
你看见整个的帐幕,
you see the whole tabernacle,
整个的祭司的支柱,
the whole priesthood,
马上就活起来了,
become alive,
变成有侍奉,
and there is ministry.
这个是根据那个膏油的涂抹.
This is based on the anointing oil.
如果没有膏油的涂抹,
if there's no anointing of oil,
虽然有帐幕,
even though there is a tent of tabernacle,
和里头的器具,
and all the furnishing,
虽然有祭司,
even though there's priesthood,
有亚伦和他的儿子,
there was Aaron and his son,
但是我们看见没有侍奉,
but there is no service.
一直等到膏油膏了,
until the anointing come upon them,
然后一起都活过来,
then everything came alive.
神就在做侍奉.
Then God was.
我们记得在民数记的里面,
we know in the book of Leviticus,
亚伦有两个儿子,
Aaron has two sons,
拿德和亚比胡,
Nadab and Abihu.
他们喝醉了酒了,
and they drink wine.
因为喝醉了酒了,
because they drink wine, they were drunk. And they were drunk.
睡一觉过怎样呢?
And what did they do?
圣经说他们用燔火去 点香烧香.
And then they were told they use strange fire to burn incense.
烧香啊乃是祷告的意思.
Burning incense means pray.
烧香也是敬拜的意思.
Burning incense is also worship.
当然做祭司的人应当烧香.
Of course, if you're a priest, you ought to burn incense.
应当敬拜.
You ought to worship.
应当祷告.
You ought to pray.
但是他们用燔火来点这个香.
But they use strange fire to burn the incense.
结果有火从神那里出来, 把他们烧.
Then fire came from God and consumed them.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为当祭司啊烧香的时候,
when priests burn incense,
这个火必须从祭坛上的火取过来.
The fire must be obtained from the altar.
在利未记第九章里告诉我们,
in Leviticus chapter 9 we are told,
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候,
when they put the sacrifice on the altar,
就有火从天上降下来.
Fire descended from descending from heaven,
来烧这个祭物.
And burn and consume the sacrifice. So therefore the fire on the altar came down from heaven. This fire burns day and night.
你不能用燔火来烧燔祭.
You cannot use strange fire to burn a sacrifice.
你必须要用那天上来的火来焚烧的.
You must use the heavenly fire to consume it, to burn it.
现在你要烧香也得用这个火来烧香.
Now you want to burn incense, you must take fire from the altar.
在预表的上面,
in type,
燔火就是代表我们天然的热心.
The natural
the sanctified represents our natural zeal.
我们天然的能力
our natural strength.
圣洁的火，天上来的火
the heavenly fire, the holy fire.
这是代表圣灵的能力
It represents the power of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
今天我们在哪里侍奉神的时候
when we are serving God,
我们是用我们天然的热情来侍奉神呢
are we using our natural zeal to serve God?
或是我们是被基督的爱驱离了来侍奉神
or we are constrained by the love of Christ that we serve Him.
今天我们是用天然我们自己的能力来侍奉神
We use our natural effort and strength to serve Him.
或者我们靠着那天上来的能力来侍奉神
Or rely on the heavenly power and strength to serve Him.
这是一件很重要的事
This is a very important thing.
因为我们的神是圣洁的
Because our God is holy.
所以我们不能用凡火来烧香
Therefore we can't use strange fire to burn anything.
我们知道在旧约的里面
We know in the Old Testament
无论是做祭司的人
whether you are a priest
或者做君王的人
or you are a king
或者做先知的人
or you are a prophet
他们都得被膏油膏
They all need to be anointed with oil
因为那个膏油把它分别为圣
Because the anointing separating them
那个膏油叫他有能力来侍奉
Anointing gives them power to serve
如果不是膏油的话
If there's no anointing
他就不能做祭司
They cannot be a priest
来侍奉神
They cannot serve God
献祭
They cannot offer sacrifice
他不能做君王
They cannot be a king
来为神治理
They cannot be king to manage God's affairs
他不能做先知
They cannot be a priest
为神来讲话
And be God's spokesman
因为如果他要为神讲话的话
If they want to speak for God
他就讲自己的话
He'll be speaking out of himself
如果他要治理的话
If you want to manage
他就要照着自己的意思来治理
He manages according to his own will
如果他要献祭的话
If you want to sacrifice
他也是随着自己来献祭
And he do according to his own will
所以在圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
必须有膏油
There must be the anointing
没有膏油的话
If there's no anointing
不能侍奉
There's no service
当然我们知道
Because we know,
膏油在旧约的里面
in the Old Testament, the anointing oil,
乃是代表圣灵
it represents the Holy Spirit,
圣的灵
God's Spirit,
圣灵的能力
the power of Spirit.
所以我们到了新约的时候
when it comes to New Testament,
我们看见
we see,
我们的主耶稣
we see our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣是一个模范的仆人
our Lord Jesus is a model servant,
在全宇宙的中间
in the whole universe,
是一个仆人是一个完全的仆人
this servant is a perfect servant,
我们的主不但是因着圣灵而生的
our Lord Jesus was not only was born by the Holy Spirit,
并且我们看见到他三十岁的时候
and when he was at the age of 30,
他就到约旦河受约翰的洗
he went to the river Jordan to be baptized by John,
天就开了
and the heavens opened,
圣灵就像鸽子一样
and the Holy Spirit like a dove,
就降在他的身上
descending upon him,
如果你看原文的话
if you look at the original,
你知道这个圣灵像鸽子一样
the Holy Spirit is like a dove,
降在他的身上
came upon him,
不但降在他的身上
not only descend upon him,
并且住在他的
but abide in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
为什么圣灵在这里像鸽子一样呢
why the Holy Spirit is like a dove?
因为当我们的主到约旦河去受洗的时候
when our Lord went to Jordan to be baptized,
他还是把自己献上
he was offering himself up.
愿意为着我们的罪来做代替
He wants to be an offering as our sacrifice was
所以神就接受了他
And God accepted his offering
圣灵降下来像鸽子一样
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove
我们都知道在旧约的时候
We know in the Old Testament
一个人如果很贫穷的话
If the person is very poor
他没有办法献牛献羊
He cannot offer a lamb or an ox
所以他就在神面前献鸽子
And he can only offer a dove
鸽子是穷人的祭物
dove is the offering of the poor.
Our
Lord Jesus became poor for us. If we realize we are poor, He is our sacrifice.
The
Holy Spirit came upon Him, remain upon Him, and so that He can be a sacrifice on our behalf.
圣经也告诉我们说,
the Bible also tells us
他满有圣灵,
He was full of the Spirit.
他不但有圣灵的经历,
He not only had an experience of the Spirit,
并且他满有圣灵,
He was full of Spirit.
你知道这个不同的,
there's a difference there.
被圣灵充满,
to be filled with the Spirit,
那是一个经历,
that is an experience.
但是满有圣灵,
a full Spirit,
那是一种的光景,
it is a condition.
许多的时候,
oftentimes,
我们也许有一点圣灵充满的经历,
often that we may have the experience of the feeling of the Spirit.
但是这个经历, 是暂时,
but this experience is temporal.
你不能说三年前我被圣灵充满,
you cannot say 3 years ago I was filled by the Spirit.
那今天你有没有被圣灵充满呢?
Are you filled with the Spirit?
在美国常常有人介绍,
In US people often introduce,
这一个是被圣灵充满的人,
this person is filled with the Spirit.
你问问他,
you ask him,
什么时候你被圣灵充满?
You ask when you were filled with the Spirit, 10 years ago.
今天是不是被圣灵充满就不管了,
today whether he's filled with the Spirit is not important to him.
你要看见圣灵不但是我们需要有经历,
we not only need experience of the Holy Spirit, we
are
most full of Spirit. This should be our daily condition. Our Lord Jesus was full of Spirit. And the Spirit led him into the wilderness.
He
was tempted by the devil. Why? Because he's going to, do God's work. He
wants
to take away from that strong man his possession. Therefore, he wants to bind the strong man
first.
In the wilderness, he had conflict with the enemy.
因说他胜过了魔鬼,
because he overcame the devil.
圣经这么说,
the Bible says,
当他从旷野回来的时候,
when he returned from the wilderness,
充满了圣灵的能力,
he was full of the power of the Spirit.
圣灵已经在他的身上,
the Spirit is already upon him.
现在经过那个挑战,
through the challenge,
那个能力就彰显出来,
and the power was released.
所以他, 来到这个拿撒勒的地方,
and so he came to Nazareth.
到了一个安息日,
and on the Sabbath,
他就进到会堂里面,
he went into the synagogue.
照着平常的规矩,
and he do it as he often do.
他就站起来了,
he stood.
他要念神的话,
he want to read God's word.
你知道在犹太的会堂里头,
you know, in the Jewish synagogue,
有相当的, 自由,
you do have certain amount of liberty.
相当的开放,
it's quite free.
如果有什么人来了,
if anybody comes,
你可以站起来,
you can stand.
那么别人,
and someone will give you the Old Testament.
你可以念,
you can read.
我们的主耶稣站起来了,
and our Lord stood.
他要念,
and he read.
所以, 广欢会堂的人, 就把以赛亚书交给他,
and then the synagogue keeper brought him the book of Isaiah.
主耶稣就把他找到以赛亚上面,
and he opened the book of Isaiah.
他就在那里念这个以赛亚书,
and he read the book of Isaiah.
那里是告诉我们这样说,
and it says there,
主的灵在我身上,
the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他能高高我,
because he has anointed me,
叫我传福音给贫穷的人,
to preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的在释放,
he has to preach the deliverance to the captive,
瞎眼的在看见,
to recover sight to the blind,
叫那受压制的在自由,
liberty those who are oppressed,
报告神悦纳人的喜宴,
to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
把这个书卷关起来了之后,
and he closed the book,
他说这个话就应验在你们中间,
this word now fulfilled in your midst.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣那三年多的光荣恩典中,
in the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus,
他在那里传道,
he was preaching,
他是靠着什么能力来传道呢?
What kind of power he relied for his preaching?
主的灵在他的身上,
the Spirit was upon him,
神用膏油来膏了他,
the Spirit anointed him,
所以他能把福音传给贫穷的人,
therefore he has the gospel to preach to the poor,
真能叫被掳的得释放,
and for those who are captive to set them free,
叫瞎眼的能看见,
just like can regain sight, and Peter went to the house of Cornelius,
当他在哥尼流家里的时候,
and he was in the home,
他也是告诉哥尼流那里的人说,
and he told Cornelius' family,
他说我们的主他是借着圣灵在那里工作,
our Lord was relying on the Spirit for his work,
他就周游各城各乡,
he went from village to village,
他在那里行 好事,
and he was doing good,
赶鬼医治,
and heal and deliver people from demon possession,
这是众人所知道,
and everybody, we are all witnesses,
所以我们知道我们的主在地上他的施政完全是在圣灵的能力,
and so we notice that our Lord's servant is all in the power of the Spirit,
我们的主他钉十字架,
our Lord was crucified,
希伯来书怎么告诉我们,
how does Hebrew tell us,
他是借着永远的灵,
by the eternal Spirit,
他把自己献上当作一个祭物,
he offered himself up as a sacrifice,
无瑕无疵,
without blame, without fault,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
连我们的主耶稣上十字架也是靠着永远的灵,
even when our Lord just went to the cross, he went by the power of the Spirit,
当然我们的主从死里复活是借着圣洁的灵,
of course when our Lord rose from the dead, he was risen by the Holy Spirit,
罗马第一章,
Romans 1,
甚至于你看使徒行传的时候,
so when it comes to the book of Acts,
他在那里吩咐他的门徒也是靠着圣灵在那里吩咐他,
he also asked his disciples to rely on the Spirit for their service,
我们的主一生就与圣灵发生直接的关系,
so our Lord's life is linked up with the Holy Spirit,
一生与圣灵有密切的关系,
intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit,
他所有的侍奉都是靠着圣灵和圣灵的能力,
all his service will rely by the Spirit,
他说我凭着自己不能做什么,
he said I can do nothing by myself,
我凭着自己我也不能说什么,
by myself I can say nothing,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个就是主给我们看见那个侍奉的榜样,
this is the example the Lord showed us what service really means,
我们看见我们的主升天了,
we see the Lord ascend into heaven,
他就告诉他的门徒说,
and he told the disciples,
你们要等在耶路撒冷,
you must wait in Jerusalem,
直到圣灵降临在你们身上,
until the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你们就要得着能力,
and you will receive power,
为我做见证,
and you shall be witnesses to me,
所以门徒就回到耶路撒冷,
and therefore the disciples return to Jerusalem,
他们有十天的功夫在那里祷告,
and they spend 10 days praying,
一直等到无圣洁的那一天,
until the day of Pentecost,
圣灵就降在他们身上,
and the Holy Spirit came down upon them,
他们就受了圣灵的洗,
and they were baptized in the Spirit,
成了一个身体,
they became a body,
开始就为主做见证,
and they began to be witnesses for the Lord,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我说我们要问一个问题,
we maybe have to ask a question,
这些的门徒,
this disciple,
他们与我们的主在一起有三年多之久,
they were with the Lord himself for 3 years,
当然他们听见主许多的教训,
they heard many of the Lord's instructions,
他们也看见主许多的工作,
they witnessed the Lord's work,
他们与主日夜在一起,
and they were with the Lord day and night,
看见我们的主的生活,
they saw the life of the Lord Jesus,
因为当我们的主钉十字架他们也知道,
and even the crucifixion of the Lord they knew about,
虽然只有约翰在十字架的底下,
and even though it was John was the only one who was at the foot of the cross,
其他的门徒都逃走了,
the rest all scattered,
但是这个事实是清楚的,
but the fact and reality was there,
主耶稣复活他们也知道,
the resurrection of the Lord Jesus they also knew about it,
他们不但听见,
not only heard,
但亲眼看见复活的,
but they saw the Lord himself,
你想 这样的人。
You see, these people,
当然可以做见证。
They all to be witnesses.
他们也看见了。
They saw.
他们也听见了。
They heard.
为什么主说？
Why does the Lord say,
你们要在耶路撒冷,
you have to return to Jerusalem,
等圣灵降临,
we wait until the coming of the Holy Spirit,
你们就要得着能力,
then you receive power,
为我做见证,
be witnesses to me,
有没有这个需要呢?
Is there such a need?
我们以为说我们已经看见了,
we assume we saw,
我们已经听见,
we assume we heard,
为什么不能马上就从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚一些继续为主做见证?
Why can't we now begin to witness for him?
难道还不够吗?
Is not sufficient?
主说,
the Lord says,
还不够。
Is not sufficient?
还是要等候圣灵的能力。
You must wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后你们要去做我的见证。
Then you will become my witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见。
Here we see.
虽然我们自己有了经历了。
Even though we have some experience.
我们经历了主了。
We experienced the Lord.
我们看见他了。
We saw him.
我们听见他了。
We heard him.
但是许多的时候,
often
我们说不出来
we cannot convey
许多的时候
oftentimes
我们说出来
what we speak
人也不相信
they will not believe us
我们没有能力
we don't have power
我们需要圣灵的能力
we need the power of the Holy Spirit
让我们的见证是有能力的见证
so our witnessing will be powerful witnesses
让我们这个人成为有能力的见证
so that we will be a powerful witness for the Lord
所以我们知道
So we know.
今天我们要侍奉神的话。
If we are to serve God today,
我们必须要靠着圣灵的。
We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
除了圣灵的能力之外
，apart from the power of the Holy Spirit,
不需任何掺杂的力量。
God will not allow any mixture there.
说到这里
，when we come to this point.
我想要与弟兄姊妹交通一点关乎圣灵的洗的事情。
But we have to share this matter about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因为我知道这个事情在圣灵儿女中间是一个很混乱的一件事。
I know this issue is quite confusing among God's people.
我愿意靠着主的恩典与弟兄姊妹交通一点。
By God's grace, I would like to share a little bit.
我盼望你能打开你的心。
I hope you open your heart to receive it.
如果我所交通的与你过去所学习的不同
if what I share is not in agreement with yours,
我盼望你把我所交通的带到神的面前
But I wish you would take what I share and bring it before the Lord.
你到神面前去寻求神
You go and seek the Lord.
如果是出于神的，你举手
If it's of the Lord, you receive it.
如果不是出于神的，你不要举手
If it's not the Lord, it's all right.
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道说
I hope you would understand
我没有意思要把我自己一点点的灵慧要勉强加在弟兄姊妹的身上
God has no intention to use his views to impose upon you
不过我知道这件事情太混乱了
But I believe this issue is very confusing
所以我愿意趁着这个机会就交通一点
So I want to use the opportunity to share a little bit
严格地说
Strictly speaking
我们所谓圣灵的洗 baptism of the Holy Spirit.
What we mean by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这一个名词在圣经里头是没有的。
This term we do not find in the scripture.
当然在中文里头就很难。
But in Chinese we find a difficulty there.
我们中文说圣灵的洗。
In Chinese there is the translation there. Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道在原文里面。
But in the original,
乃是在圣灵里受洗
It is baptized in the Spirit
或者用圣灵来洗
Or baptized with the Spirit
不是圣灵的洗 Baptism of the Holy Spirit
It's not the baptism of the Spirit
因为什么原因呢
The reason
因为我们在圣灵里面受洗
Because we are baptized In the Spirit,
是我们的元首基督用圣灵来替我们受。
It's because the head baptizes us
in the Spirit.
不过我想，这个名字也不是那么重要。
Now, some of these terms may not be that important.
要紧的你要知道里面的东西。
What we should know is the content.
所以我们但是就用圣灵的喜乐。
So let's use the baptism of the Spirit.
今天是一般神的儿女的中间。
Among God's people today.
对圣灵的喜可以说有两个。
There are two different views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当然里面还有许多的知识体系。
Now, of course, there are many other aspects.
但是主要的是两个不同的看法。
But basically, there are two different views.
有一种的看法就是说
，One view put it this way.
你信耶稣得救了。
After you're saved.
但是呢，你需要第二次的经历。
You need a second experience.
你需要第二次的祝福。
You need a second blessing.
第一次的祝福叫你蒙恩得救。
The first blessing, you receive salvation.
但是得救了之后
After you are saved
你要追求第二次的祝福
You will seek a second blessing
那就是受圣灵的洗
That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit
你受了圣灵的洗
After you receive the baptism of the
Holy Spirit 你就有能力了
Then you will have power
这样你就可以好好地做基督徒了
And then you can be a good Christian
那么有人甚至于这样说
And some even put it this way
如果你没有受圣灵的洗的话
If you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit
根本你这个人没有圣灵
You have no life. You don't have the life.
你没有生
命。You have no spirit.
你虽然有生命，但是你没有生命。
You have life, but you do not have this Holy Spirit.
你必须要受生命的洗，你才有生命。
You must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in order to have the Holy Spirit.
当然，有的人说，不是这样的。
But some people say it's not so.
你可以有生命。
You can have the Holy Spirit.
但是你没有被生命充满。
But you.May not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的洗。
So therefore, we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
有的人说，你受圣灵的洗有什么凭据呢
？And some say, what are some of the evidences that you have been baptized in the of the Spirit?
有什么记号呢
？What are some of the signs?
有人说受圣灵的洗脚就是说方言。
And after you've been baptized by the Spirit, you will be able to speak in tongues.
如果你不说方言，你没有受圣灵的洗。
If you do not speak in tongues, you have not had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么有的人就比较温和一点。
And some people are a little more moderate.
你知道在五旬聚会里面。
And people among the Pentecostals.
他说，你不说方言就没有受圣灵的洗。
He said, if you do not speak in tongues, you do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在那个新五旬节的运动里面
，but in the new charismatic movement，
他们就说的婉转一点
，they have a different way of putting it。
你可以受圣灵的洗而不说方言
，you can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit without not speaking in tongues。
但是方言是方便你，你为什么不说呢
？And the tongue is available to you. Why won't you speak in tongues？
所以可以说是换汤不换药。
So in other words, you change the water, but you do not change the ingredient.
但是就说你如果受了圣灵的洗
，so if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
你就得着属灵的恩赐
，you receive spiritual gift.
那你用这些的恩赐，你就可以起来侍奉神。
And when you receive this gift, then you can begin to serve God.
这样看的人
，for those people with this view.
往往是重在侍奉的事。
They often put the emphasis on the things or doing the things for God.
而他们忽略了这个侍奉的人。
They forget the spirit of service, the great, the person who serves.
这样主张的人。
This kind of people,
我只能大概地说了
I can only put it in a general term.
当然有例外的了
Of course, the exception.
不过大概地说了
In general,
这样主张的人
This kind of people,
他是重在侍奉的事
Their emphasis is on the work.
他们常常忽略这个侍奉的人
They often ignore the one who serves, the person.
所以在他们的生命上就缺少恩典
So in their life,They come short of grace.
结果怎样呢
What was the result?
他们的恩赐虽然大
Even though they have great gifts
他们虽然能做一些事情
Even though they have do something They can do something
但是常常因为人不对
Because the person was wrong
所以他们把他们所建造的全部都摧毁
Therefore in the end they destroy their own work
这是美中不足的地方
This is aShortcoming of the people of this people of this view.
还有一方面的人怎么说呢
There's another view.
他说，当你信主耶稣的时候
，After you receive the Lord，
你就受了圣灵的洗。
You already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不但把基督的生命放在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit not only give you the life of Christ.
并且基督就把你进到圣灵里面去，用圣灵也把你进到圣灵里面。
Christ also used the Spirit to baptize you into Him.
所以你一信主的时候
，once the moment you believe，
你就受了圣灵的洗。
You already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
五旬节不能重复
，you cannot repeat Pentecost.
因为五旬节圣灵的洗是教会的，不是个人。
Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is for the church, not for the individual.
乃是历史性。
It is historical in nature.
所以我们所有信主的人已经受了圣灵的洗。
So all those who are in the Lord, we already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
现在你所需要的。
What we need now,
要注意住在你里面的圣灵。
We need to focus on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
来顺服圣灵在里头的引导。
Obey the anointing from within.
这样的话，你自然而然有圣灵的流露。
Then if we do that, we will have the outflow of that life.
那你就可以有能力来侍奉。
Then we'll have the power to serve God.
不错，这一种的说法。
Of course, this view
也有它的难处。
It has its difficulty.
他因为追求在里面艺术的清净。
Because they emphasize on the inner life with the Lord within.
所以他里面对于主有相当的认识。
And so inwardly they do have some knowledge of the Lord himself.
但是很多的时候
But oftentimes
虽然他里面是满满的
Even though inside they are full
但是流不出来
But cannot flow out.
好像说关在他的里面一样
It's all shut in.
他没有这个能力来交通出来。
There is no power to release what they have inside.
好像是这水池里头水是进满了。
So it's a water reservoir. There's plenty of water there.
但是没有管子把它流出来。
But there's no pipe to release the water.
这样叫人也得不着恩典。
And because that people cannot receive grace and help from them.
甚至于在这样的人中间
Even among this kind of people
有人就轻看了第一种人的那个观念
And they look down the first people that hold the first view
他们说这些人受圣灵的洗不过是情感
And you say those who are baptized are still is an emotional experience
外面兴奋
It's very external
真正也没有什么价值
There's no value in it
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是今天对圣灵的洗两种相反的。
These are the two views about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
真理在哪里呢
？Where lies the truth?
真理就是两个都有。
Truth includes both views.
真理是告诉我们说
，The truth teaches us.
不错
，True.
就说严格圣经的教训来说
，According to the strict teaching of the Bible，
是我们在信主的时候已经受了圣灵的洗。
It is true, when we believe, we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
怎么知道呢
？How do we know？
如果你知道圣灵的洗的意义
，If you know the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit，
你就知道。
You will know.
许多的人对于圣灵的洗的意义不清楚
Because most people they are not familiar with the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们一想到圣灵的洗
the more we mention the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
我们就想到那个火焰
we think of fire.
我们想到那一阵大风
we think of the wind.
换句话说
in other words,
圣五旬节是什么呢
That is Pentecost.
五旬节就是风和火
Pentecost is fire and wind.
就是看得见的听得见
It's what you can hear and what you can see.
这个是五旬节
That is Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个不过五旬节外面的那种的现象
But that is just the external manifestation of Pentecost.
五旬节真正的意义在哪里呢
But the true, where lies the true meaning of Pentecost?
按照圣经的教训
According to the biblical teaching,
五旬节真正的教训是两个
The
teaching of Pentecost is in two ways. Comes in two ways.
你记得彼得怎么说呢?
You know how Peter puts it.
他说你们今天所看见的,
he said, what you see today,
你们今天所听见的,
what you hear today,
是告诉你们一件事,
it tells you one thing.
神已经告知了耶稣,
God has already exalted his son, Lord Jesus. And he has made him both Lord and Christ.
什么是圣灵的喜呢?
What is the baptism of Holy Spirit? The baptism of the Holy Spirit to let us see that Christ is Lord. So that we will see that He is our head. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? When
it
comes to 1 Corinthians 12,
他说我们在一个灵里面形成一个身体,
in one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
不仅是犹太人是希利人,
whether Jews or Greeks,
我们也都引于一位圣,
and we all partook of the same spiritual drink.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
乃是圣灵把我们形成一个身体,
but the Holy Spirit baptized us into the one body.
我们本来是一个一个单独的人,
before formerly we were all individuals.
但是现在呢,
but now,
圣灵把我们变成一个身体,
the Holy Spirit baptized us into a body. We all become a member of the body of this body. The baptism of the Holy Spirit has these two aspects.
一面叫我们看见基督是我们的头,
one on one hand, we see that Christ is our head. On the other hand, we see that we are members one of another. This is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The fire and the wind are just the etching. It's a temporal phenomenon.
所以我们不要在哪里是注意那个风和火,
so we should not dwell on the fire, on the wind.
我们要注意那个树林的时机,
we must dwell on the spiritual substance that are there.
是不是很稀奇的?
Is that strange?
当你得救了之后,
as you say,
在你的里面,
inwardly,
你就看见耶稣是主吗?
You recognize that Jesus is Lord.
是不是在你的里面?
Is that inside you? You know inwardly that you must please Him in all things.
虽然你不一定遵循他的旨意,
you may not do all He wanted to do,
但是你里面很清楚,
but you know inside,
如果你不遵循他的旨意,
but you do not do His will,
你不让耶稣做你的主,
not allow Him to be Lord,
你里面没有平安,
you have no peace within.
圣灵在哪里告诉你说,
the Holy Spirit is saying to you,
耶稣是主,
Holy Spirit is saying Christ is Lord.
是不是我们都有这样的经验呢?
Isn't that we all have this experience?
是不是我们信主了之后,
as we see, we see the Lord, 看见一个信主的人, and you look at the Lord, one who believes,
你从来也没有碰到过他,
you never met before,
一介入骨,
when
you 一看见就像,
oh, once you look, you saw, you have in fact, you knew each other long ago.
好像你与他里面有一个联系在哪?
As though there is an inward invisible link there.
是不是呢?
Isn't that true?
那为什么你有这个感觉?
Why we have this feeling?
因为你在身体的里面,
because you are in the body of Christ.
如果你不在身体的里面,
if you are not in the body,
你不会有这个感觉,
you have all this feeling.
是不是?
Isn't it true?
所以你要看见说,
so we will see,
严格地说了,
strictly speaking, after we believe,
我们不但因着圣灵重生了,
we are not only born by the Spirit,
并且我们在圣灵里头进到一个身体里面,
and in the Spirit we enter into the body.
就说真理来讲,
as far as truth is concerned,
神照着他的旨意, 把我们安排在这个身体里面,
according to God's sovereignty, He arranges us into the body place.
因为 对于我们每一个人,
because in each one of us, God has His will.
圣灵就随着他的意思,
therefore, the Holy Spirit gives grace, gives gifts to each of the members.
你不能想象说一个身体出来了,
you cannot imagine here is the body.
但是呢，这个肢体呀，没有功能,
and the members, they have no usefulness.
神给我们眼睛,
God give us sight.
神又给我们能看的能力。
God also gave us the seeing ability.
神给我们手。
God gave us hands.
神就给那个手有拿的。
And God also gave that hand the ability to hold and to handle things. As far as truth is concerned, as far as all that the Lord has accomplished for us, all those who belong to the Lord, we are all in the body of Christ. We are all different, we are all different members. So do not try to copy another person.
是神把你放在那个肢体上。
God put you there.
这一生也按照你这个肢体的功用给你圣灵的恩赐。
God also, according to the work he entrusted you, give you grace.
恩赐已经在你的里面了。
Gift us already there.
这一个是客观的真理。
This is objective truth.
我们要把这客观的真理抓住。
We must hold on to the truth.
现在我们要跑到主观的真理。
Now let's bring into our subjective spirit.
不错，就做基督的工作来说。
As far as work of Christ.
我们已经在基督的身体里了。
We are already in the body of Christ.
我们也已经领受了圣灵的恩赐。
We already have been received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
要我们真正地活在身体的里面
If we are to really live in the body,
要我们真正地应用圣灵的恩赐
If we really to make use of the gift that we have received,
我们需要来经历圣灵的充满
We need to experience the fullness of the filled with Holy Spirit.
圣灵的洗礼是一次
The baptism of Holy Spirit is once.
永远不重复的
It can never be repeated again
你如果读使徒行传的话
If you read the book of Acts
你看见用到圣灵的洗
If you take the term the baptism of the Spirit
只有两个地方
Only twice
一个是五旬节
One is on the day of Pentecost
一个是哥尼流的家
And the other place in the home of Cornelius
这两个不是两次是一次
Those two times are not really two times but actually one time
因为五旬节是犹太人
Because the Pentecost day of Pentecost is for the Jew it was for the Jew
哥尼流的家是外邦
And the house of Cornelius was for the Gentiles
我们给一个圣灵进成一个身体
Therefore in that one baptism we enter into the one body
是犹太人
not just the Jew, not just the Jew, not just the Greek.
所以我们在这里看见圣灵的洗。
So here we see the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
成了一个身体。
We become the body.
这个名字名词从此之后已不看见。
So this term will not repeat it again in the Bible.
在使徒行传里头你没有看见。
You do not find it in the book of Acts.
不错，在哥林多前书十二章里再有一次。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians 12 mentioned it again.
因为它要解说这个圣灵的洗。
Because it's there to explain the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传里你看见的那些是什么呢？
Now, what do we find it in the book of Acts?
它用另外一个字。
They use another word.
它用充满这个词。
It is filled with the Spirit.
不用洗，用充满。
It's not the word baptism, but filled.
洗是团体的。
Baptism is corporate.
充满是个人。
To be filled is individual.
洗只有一次。
Baptism only took place once.
充满可以多少次。
To be filled is to be frequent.
充满就是把洗的那个客观的真理变成你主观的真理。
To be filled is to take the objective but the Holy Spirit into our subjective experience.
所以我很喜欢这个解说。
So I often like this explanation.
你知道这个不过你可以现在恐怕十年左右。
Maybe this is about within the last 10 years or so.
这一个说法它是先是从天主教那一代神学家里头出来的。
This explanation came from the Catholic theologians.
你知道在天主教里头许多人受了圣灵。
You know, in the Catholic Church, many have received the Holy Spirit.
当他们受了圣灵之后
After they received the Holy Spirit,
他们中间也有一些神学家在那里解说这个事。
And there were theologians who had to explain this phenomenon.
他就告诉人说
They tell people,
你们今天的经历
What you have experienced today is not really something new.
It's
you activate what was originally
that was there.
用那个 activating 意思说已经在哪里。
It's something that was already there. 但是是这个dormant，现在不是有现在。不过，so what was there before and now has been activated。所以你不是寻求一个新的信息。所以你不过把主已经给你的发发信息过来。所以你只是allow what the Lord has given to you, a return to the activated。所以好像你就在那个时候得到圣灵的恩赐。As though you received the gift at that moment. But that gift already given to you long ago. But now you're just simply activating your gift. And now you can use this gift to serve God. So we must see. We are here serving God. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Spirit comes in two different ways. One is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling power of the Holy Spirit is the power of life. One is the outpouring power of the Holy Spirit. Power is the power of gifts. But the origin is one. The Holy Spirit dwells within. If you allow Him to fill you, life will flow out. That is power.
如果今天你接受了圣灵的浇灌,
today if you receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
这个也是圣灵的充满,
it's also the filling of the Spirit. And the gift is now activated.
你知道在原文里面,
in the original, the way the Holy Spirit used words very exact. If you look into the book of Acts, it used the word fill.
懂得希腊原文的人,
those who know the Greek,
知道说虽然都是充满,
even though the word is fill,
但是是两个稍微有一点变化的字眼,
but there are two words that are slightly different.
在英文里都翻, fill,
but in English, it's all translated fill.
中文都是充满,
and Chinese the same.
在这里, 在原文里面是两个稍微有一点 variation, 有一点不同的意思。
But in the origin there is a slight variation.
一个是 plethor.
One word is plethor.
P-L-E-T-H-O, 如果你要把它变成英文的话。
The spelling is P-L-E-T-H-O, plethor.
Plethor. 这个字是充满。
That word is translated as fill. It's used in Acts 2:4, Acts 4:8, Acts 4:31, Acts
9:17,
Of course, this word was also used elsewhere. But not connected with the Spirit. So I mentioned this word that are that's connected with the Spirit. This word, the fill that's used in this this few verses is from the outpouring, the outside.
Fill
from the outside.
Outside.
Yeah, outside. It's filling from the outside. Another word.
Plero.
P-L-E-R-O-O.
也是充满,
it also means fill.
四十三章第二章第二节,
it's to be found in Acts 2:2.
十三章五十二节,
Acts 13:52. This fill is the feeling within. For example, in Acts 2.
有一种大风吹来,
and the wind that filled the house.
这个风呢, 充满物质是充满在里面的。
the wind that filled the house still inside the house.
他们就被圣灵充满, 随所圣灵的恩赐说方言了,
and they were filled with the Spirit and they uttered the tongue.
嗯, 这个充满是外面,
this still is from the outside.
那个火焰的石头, 像火焰的石头像在他们身上,
because the tongue of fire were on each of them.
所以你就看见说, 有里面的充满, 有外面的充满,
we see there's an inward feeling and the outside feeling.
里面的充满是圣灵自己,
the feeling within is the Spirit himself.
所以我们要顺服他,
therefore we have to obey the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第五章,
Acts 5,
告诉我们说,
it says there,
神把圣灵赐给那顺服他的人,
God gives Spirit to those who obey,
因为是圣灵自己,
because it's Spirit himself.
他是神,
he's God.
我们要顺服他,
we have to obey.
外面浇灌的圣灵,
the outpouring or outfilling of the Spirit,
圣灵的能力, manifestation, 他的彰显,
it is manifestation of the Spirit.
不是圣灵伟哥的自己,
it's not the person, the Spirit, the person,
乃是他的彰显,
it is manifestation.
所以哥林多前书这样说,
so in 1 Corinthians we have here,
在14章,
14, 32, the Spirit of the prophet obey the prophet.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
住在你里面的圣灵是圣灵自己,
the indwelling Spirit is the Spirit himself.
你要顺服他,
you have to obey,
因为他是神,
because he is God.
但是降在你身上的那个,
but the coming upon of the Holy Spirit, it's not the person of the Spirit,
the manifestation is the Spirit,
it is the manifestation of the Spirit,
反而他要顺服你,
and that will have to obey you,
不然的话就乱了,
otherwise it will create chaos.
你知道哥林多前书14章, 那是教会聚会的时候,
you know 1 Corinthians 14 refers to the meetings.
那么有人要说方言了,
yeah, in case somebody wants to speak in tongues,
有人要说先知讲道了,
one wants to prophesy,
他说圣灵降在我身上, 我没有办法,
he said the Holy Spirit is upon me, I cannot help,
我管不住的,
I cannot, I have no control,
我不管,
I don't care,
我要说方言就说了,
if I want to say, I say,
没有人帮我也要说,
even though there's no interpretation, I do, but I have no control over myself. That's wrong. The Spirit of the prophet obeys the prophet, and then we can meet in an orderly manner as God's people.
Brothers
and sisters,
话虽然是这样说,
even though we have all these words,
但是我盼望我们能看见,
I hope we can really see.
对不起,
maybe I'll borrow a few more.
今天恐怕要借得多了,
maybe I'll borrow more time.
因为我想这个我一定要说的,
I believe I have to share this from my heart.
虽然我们在解说的时候,
when we explain this matter,
我们说有内住的圣灵,
so we said it is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
能力有的是里面生命的流露,
the Spirit is the power of life from within,
有的是外面恩赐的应用,
and one is the power to exercise your gifts.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我盼望你不要把这两个分开,
I hope you will not separate the two.
你知道今天在基督教里的难处是把这两个分开,
the problem in the church today is because it's separating these two,
因为圣灵只有一位,
because there is only one Spirit,
这个能力都是从他来的,
because all power comes from him.
所以让我们不要把这个分开,
so do not separate the two.
当我们在那里寻求充满的时候,
so when we seek to be filled by the Holy Spirit,
有的人是里面充满充得那么满就满出来了,
so you assume you're so full and there's an overflow.
有的人在追求充满的时候,
some people seeking to be filled,
你外面在那里浇浇的那么多把里面也浇满了,
and you fill you fill from within.
不要在那里浇啊, 你这个缸的口啊关在哪里,
do not put the cap on your
vessel.
所以外面好像热热闹闹，里面它是冷冷冰冰。
Even though outside you have a lot of fun, but it's empty inside.
你只有恩赐，没有生命。
You have a gift, but you have no life.
反过来也是一样。如果你寻求里面的充满，
if you only seek the infilling within,
你不要把门关起来，
and you don't shut your door,
让它能满出来。
Allow it to flow up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
实在说来是一个，
simply speaking is one.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
在这里我又要引亲爱的弟兄你说这句话了。
Here I'll use for the needs words.
因为我没有办法说得像他那么清楚。
Because I cannot say as good as clear as him.
特别是青年,
particularly with the young people,
我们要思考的是,
we want to serve God.
青年人光有热心, 没有用。
Young people who have only zeal are not adequate.
要在生命上, 其实学习和对付,
must learn the actual dealings in life.
开头可以有恩赐的事分。
In the beginning, you may serve with gifts.
以后就要逐渐转到生命的事分。
But later, you must gradually grow into life.
对青年人要求不能太高。
Do not over-demand the young people.
要他们一开头就完全进入生命的事分是不可能的。
For them to enter into the true life, full life of ministry is not possible.
这需要年日。
It will take time.
这需要实际的经历。
It will need practical experience.
他们开头可以有恩赐的事分。
Initially, they may have, they may serve with gifts.
但是不要以此为满足。
But do not be satisfied with that.
要追求达到生命的事分。
But must seek the life of service of life.
我想这几句话实在是宝贵。
I believe this word, few words are very precious.
我们看哥林多前书的时候，
when you look at 1 Corinthians,
我们知道哥林多的教会是蛮有恩赐的。
We notice that Corinthian church is full of gifts.
他们在恩赐上不后于人。
They, no one can compare them as far as gifts.
但是我们看见他们在那里用恩赐侍奉的时候，
but when they're using their gifts to serve,
那个光景是怎样的光景？
What kind of condition do they have?
到了哥林多后世，
but when it comes to 2 Corinthians,
我们看见保罗的侍奉，
when we see the service of Paul,
他的侍奉是生命的侍奉。
His service was a service of life.
虽然也是蛮有恩赐，
even though he was full of gifts,
但是有生命在那里使用这些的恩赐。
But life was behind the gifts.
你知道恩赐像什么？
You know what like gifts is like?
恩赐像一个工具一样。
Gift is like a channel, a tool.
恩赐像一个工具。
Gift is like a tool.
这个工具放在谁的手里？
Whoever possesses this tool,
就发生什么结果？
And you will get that result.
你把一把刀放在一个小孩子的手里，
if you put the knife into a hand of a child,
他可能要伤自己，也要伤别人。
He will not only hurt himself, he also hurt other people.
但是你把这把刀放在一个成人的手里，
and you place this knife in a grown, full-grown person,
他可以用这把刀做许多的事情。
And he can use that tool to do any, many things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
当我们在那里运用恩赐的时候，
when we are exercising our gift,
我们要让生命来支配我们的恩赐。
We must allow life to govern our gifts.
这样的话，这个恩赐不会出毛病。
Therefore, the gifts will not be misused.
否则的话，恩赐常常要出毛病。
Otherwise, gifts will create problems.
这个是我们今天在基督教里面所看见的。
And this is what we observe among Christianity today.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
在这里看见
here we see
需要十字架
we need the cross
我们是在需要十字架的功课
we need the work of the cross
就是在恩赐这件事情上
even in a matter of gift
我们也要学习十字架
we need to learn the cross
让十字架来对付我们的肉体
Allow the cross to deal with our flesh.
好叫我们不凭着肉体来用我们的恩赐
And so that we will not rely our flesh to exercise the gift that we have.
如果我们用我们的肉体来用恩赐的话
If we use our flesh to exercise the gift.
你知道这个结果是什么
You know the consequence.
这个结果就是为自己建立国度
And the end is we establishing our own kingdom.
所以我们需要十字架
So we need the cross.
我们需要十字架除去我们己的生命
So we need the cross to get rid of that self-life.
我们需要十字架来破碎我们魂的生命
We need the cross to break the soul life.
我们这样就是个破碎的人
Then we'll be a broken vessel.
生命从我们里面就能涌流出
And then life can flow through us.
就说信我的人
God said, Christ said, those who believe in me.
从他的腹中要流出活水的。
From their belly will flow rivers of living water.
所以我们如果不破碎的话
So if we are not broken,
生命就不能流露
Then the Holy Spirit cannot flow.
这一个就是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
十字架能纪念释放生命。
On the one side, the cross releases life.
另一面能使用恩赐
On the other, it can use the gift.
没有十字架不行
If without cross, nothing can be done.
所以我们说
Therefore we say,
加冕乃在无信心之前
That's why we say, Calvary precedes Pentecost.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上
That's what our brother shared last evening.
我们需要十字架
We need the work of the cross.
这样生命也释放
then life can be released
恩赐也能运用的合乎
and then the gift will be properly used according to God's will lastly
我们怎样能得到这个能力
how do we receive this power
我在这里稍微提几件事
I'll just share a couple points
第一件
first
我们必须看见我们不能
We must recognize that we cannot serve.
你知道这是一个不容易的事。
It's not easy.
我们一蒙恩得救了之后
Once we are saved,
我们里面有十岁。
We want to serve.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God for that.
但是往往以为我能。
And we often think that we have the ability to do it.
因着这个缘故
Because of that,
你看见
we discover
我们的十岁就走错了路。
Our service is off the function.
对第一件事
the first,
我们要看见我们实在不能。
So we have to discover that we ourselves we are not able.
我们怎么能看见呢
How can we know that?
很多的时候
oftentimes
需要碰钉子。
We need to face an obstacle.
我们需要失败。
We need to have failures.
你知道少年呢太个字乃是一件可怕的事。
Youthful ambition is a dreadful thing.
在树林的事情上也是一样的。
Same in a spiritual realm.
我们要碰出钉子了。
You have to face some brick wall.
我们要失败。
You have to face some failure.
在资本上要失败。
You need to face some defeat.
因着失败。
Because you're failing.
像摩西一样。
Like Moses.
他发现在他里面毫无良。
And he recognized that in him there was no good.
没有能力。
No good. No strength.
我想这是第一件事。
That's first thing.
许多人不能得到这个能力。
Many cannot receive this power.
因为他自己的能力太大。
Because they are too strong in themselves.
昨天弟兄也说过了。
Our brother shared last evening.
我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强。
It's when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
因此，我以我的软弱为夸口。
Therefore, I boast my weakness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个是第一步。
That is the first point.
第二
，second，
我们需要有启示。
We need revelation.
我们需要看见什么。
We need to see.
在基督的里面
in Christ
这个圣灵的能力已经赐给了
we have already given the power of the Holy Spirit
圣灵的能力是赐给所有神的儿女
the power of the Holy Spirit has been given to all those who are in Christ
不是给少数的人
is not given to an exclusive few
在四经端里头也告诉我们
as we are told
彼得说
Peter said
这个圣灵
This Spirit
是神应许给你们的
It's God's promise to you
不但是近处的人也是远处的人
It's not for those who are near but for those who are from afar
神应许给所有他的儿女
God promised that Holy Spirit to all his child
路加也告诉我们
Look also told
你们虽然不好
Even though you are unfaithful
你上天知道把好东西给你们的儿女
Even though you know what good to give to your children
何况你们的天父
Our Father
是否真将圣灵赐给求他的人
Will we not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it
所以我们里面要看见
So we have to see inwardly
今天你不必等十天
You don't need to wait for 10 days.
因为圣灵已经降临。
Because the Holy Spirit is already here.
你需要看见说圣灵已经来了。
You have to see that the Holy Spirit is already here.
圣灵已经给了我们。
He has already given himself to us.
你要用相信的心来支持。
And you have to use faith to appropriate him.
第三
Sir,
你要履行圣灵充满的条件。
You must fulfill the principle, the condition of the anointing.
不管是里面以外的，我现在不分了。
Whether it's inward or outward, we will not differentiate.
因为不应当分的。
It should not differentiate.
都是充满。
It's all sent, it's all filled.
我们要符合那充满的条件。
We must fulfill the condition of the anointing of filling.
第一
，first，
我们需要倒空我们的心。
We must be willing to empty of ourselves.
像我弟兄昨天晚上就说
Like our brother shared last evening.
只有倒空才能充满
It's when we empty ourselves, then we can be filled.
第二
Second,
我们需要把我们完全奉献
Then second, we must consecrate ourselves totally to the Lord.
愿意遵行他的旨意
To do his will.
如果我们能这样的到他的面前
If we can approach him in this manner
我们寻求圣灵的能力
If we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit
不是为着我们自己
It's not for ourselves
乃是为着他的工作
It's for his work
为着他的国度
It's for his kingdom
我们这个人是完全奉献的人
And we, this person is a total consecrated person
没有自己在里
面 It's selfless person
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
For instance
圣灵是要充满
The Holy Spirit will fill you
你不必在那里等看见那个火
You do not need to wait for the fire
这个火会从你里面烧出来
The fire will burn from within
你不必在那里想听这个风
Do not wait to listen to the wind
这个风已经吹了
The wind has already blown
圣灵的恩赐
The gift of the Spirit
圣灵的果实
The fruit of the Spirit
就会从你身上
Will be an outflow of your life
这恩赐的恩
赐 It's spontaneous
这愿神
May the Lord be merciful This power has for prayer
主啊
yeah.
我们需要你的能力
yeah.
主啊求求你开启我们的眼睛
Amen.
叫我们看见如果这个能力不是圣灵的话这个是凡火
so, Jesus.
叫我们战兢恐惧神面前
Amen.
不敢凭着自己的能力来不行、
oh.
我们的主啊